May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Romans 5:10 and 5:17 are such important scriptures about the Christian life. 5:10 says, "For if while we were enemies, when we were lost, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved in His life." And then 5:17 says, "For if by the transgressions of the one, Adam, death reigned through the one, much more, those who receive, or literally those who are receiving, the abundance of grace and are receiving the gift of righteousness, shall reign in life through the one Christ Jesus." The gospel lesson that Bracken read has this amazing promise. Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." And we all know as believers that one day we're going to see Him face to face. The presence of sin will no longer be there. We'll receive glorified bodies and we're going to reign with Him forever as the bride of Christ. But that verse in Romans 5:17, when it says much more, those who are receiving the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in this life through the one Christ Jesus. Now I'm not talking about some phony baloney, confess that things really aren't painful when they are nonsense. I'm talking about in the nitty-gritty of life where you deal with real temptation, real relationships, real situations and circumstances. You can't control everything or everyone around you. It just comes, right? In a fallen world. Battles to be fought and dealt with every day. Jesus said again, in this world, you will have tribulation. But He said, be of good cheer. Interesting. But He's called us to be able to reign in life through the one Christ Jesus. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The minute you were born again, the moment you became a Christian, and eternal life started. Eternal life is not first and foremost a chronological statement. It's not about something that lasts forever. It's about a quality of life that's experienced in heaven, that's now invaded you by the indwelling Holy Spirit who makes real in you the eternal life, the quality of life that Jesus Christ Himself lives. Eternal life is the very life of Christ made real in you by the indwelling Holy Spirit. Again, you will reign in life not through a principle, not through a formula, not through some experience. Thank God for experiences, right? Thank God for principles. Thank God for conferences. Thank God for getting zapped. But you reign in life through a person, the one Christ Jesus. And Christ in you is the hope of glory. You see, the thing about Christ living in you means that He's your opportunity to walk in righteousness. But He's also the elimination of all the excuses to not. He says that we were saved from the death, from the wrath of God by the death of His Son. But you're saved daily from your own fallen selves and the power of sin in His life. When He says, "For if by the transgressions of the one, death reigned through the one, much more, those who didn't," and it's maybe written in your Bible, "those who received," but it's literally present, glorious present tense. Those who are continually receiving the abundance of grace and are continually receiving the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through a person, Jesus Himself. Grace isn't a thing. Grace is the attitude and the activity of God in the person of Jesus, abiding in you and with you, again, by the indwelling Holy Spirit. And there's never a situation that you and I will ever face, or relationship, or circumstance, where His grace isn't abundant enough for it. The other thing is that righteousness isn't a thing. Righteousness is not some achievement that you get by working hard to get to it. It's not an attainment by your self-effort. You receiving the abundance of grace and are receiving the gift of righteousness. Righteousness or holiness of life is a gift. And it's the gift of the person of Jesus, who alone has the ability to conquer sin, no matter how fast it comes and from whatever direction it might come in. That's the wonder of the Christian life. That's the thing that Jesus promised, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's the whole purpose of the filling of the Holy Spirit. Every one of you, if you're a born-again Christian, you are born into the fullness of Jesus. That's what it says in Colossians 2. For all the fullness of deity is embodied in Him, and you have been made full in Him. Every one of us were born into the fullness of Christ. That was your divine potential from the moment you became a believer. All that baptism of the Holy Spirit is immersing you into the experience of the fullness of Christ that you've carried with you from the moment you were born again. You don't get one thing more you didn't have. You got all the equipment when you were born. You got all the spiritual eyes and fingers and toes and parts that didn't come to you in stages any more than a baby comes to you in stages. You don't get part of the baby, then they tell you 2 weeks later the arms are coming, and then the legs, and then toes and eyes. It was complete. But the Holy Spirit's work in us is to make real to us experientially the abundance of grace that's in the person of Christ and the gift of righteousness that is the very life of Christ Himself. And it's all experienced by receiving. For if by the transgressions of the one, death reigned through the one, much more, those who are receiving and don't stop receiving, who moment by moment receive the abundance of grace. There's not enough grace to face a situation. There's more than enough. It's abundant. And the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Christ Jesus. Colossians 2:6 says what? For just as you received Him. How did you receive Him? When you became a Christian, what had happened? You received Jesus Christ as a free gift by faith. Salvation came in the person of Jesus as a free gift. Just as you've received Him, so keep walking in Him. Receiving Him by faith, who lives in you, moment by moment, the grace that's more than abundant for every situation and circumstance, and the gift of righteousness to not sin every time you're attacked. It's in Him. It's all Him. The Christian life is Him. My prayer for me, always, and for all of us, is that we would tap into the illimitable resources of the fullness of Christ that's already been imparted to you by the indwelling Holy Spirit, so that you can be what God's called you to be and fulfill the destiny that each one of you are called to fulfill, to be Christ-like. You receive it. You keep receiving it. You don't earn it. You can't achieve it. I've said this many times over the years. Great saints aren't great achievers. They're great receivers. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.